welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Rodney Bryant. Rodney, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you doing?
Just fine. Rodney, you have several hits, and you even have some songs playing in mainstream radio. How does that make one feel when you turn on the radio and you find out that mainstream radio is playing a song that you've done maybe 5 or 6 years ago?
Actually, honored. Really is an honor to sit back and to reflect on the years that you did everybody else's numbers, and now the time has turned and people are actually doing your numbers. So it makes you really, me, I'm just honored.
Yeah, I mean, now he's a keeper. Did you think it would just stay around like it has?
Yes, because it's one of those, first of all, it's songs that are biblically based, always last. That's first. And just by the mere presence of us recording it back in 97, the response that it got even at the recording session let us know exactly where that song would be.
Now, I've got a testimony. Tell us about that song and the things that it has done for Rodney Bryant.
Testimony was a major blessing for us because we had almost finished the project before we got the song. A friend of mine called me and said, Rodney, I got a song from you from Taylor Parker, and I want you to hear it. I heard it and immediately called Cedric in Chicago and had him halt the mastering. I mean, we were almost finished with the album. And I took some singers up there, taught it to them on the way, recorded it in the studio, and that kind of made another history point for us. It was a hit just hearing it.
Now, on your new project, I'm a Worshipper, and I'm just... When I'm saying the titles of the songs, is coming to me, you know, you come up with some great titles, Rodney. He's a keeper, you know, a testimony. I'm a worshiper. What does that say about Rodney Bryant?
Well, you know, one thing it really says, I really try to stick close to the Lord and study the Word of God so that when things jump at you like those title cuts and things of that nature, you know they're straight from God.
Now, your group CCMC, how does one maintain a group, you know, do your writing, producing, singing, and then you've got CCMC. How do you keep them motivated as well as you being motivated?
I think that, you know, the traveling, every particular project that we've done, I try to do something different, and I think that's what keeps us motivated. We just don't record a project and kind of follow the same schedule. You know, one year we were fortunate enough to go to Africa, so we worked hard trying to polish ourselves for a different venue, you know, learning some French terms. There are different things with every project that keep us motivated.
Okay, you mentioned different things with every project. What's the difference in this project as opposed to your last one?
This project, after us being together 23 years, allowed us to bring two other groups that are on this project to record with us. One is a youth choir that I do a music camp every summer for 13 weeks for young people every Friday night from 8 o'clock till around 1 in the morning, able to come and receive all kind of sight reading, voice techniques. Musicians in the making, their classes every Friday night, and it allowed us to allow them, after 3 to 4 years, to come and actually do some things that we have been practicing on for 3 or 4 years. So it's another motivating factor.
Now, your project, you mentioned you're this week number 25 on Billboard. How does that make one feel when you see that your project has hit the Billboard chart and people are reaching out for your project?
I don't know, I have a different perspective of music. So after just grateful, you know, that God gave us an opportunity, it's grateful. That's all it is for me. By trade, I'm not in the music field, if you would say. My career is in computer programming, so I have a different perspective about music. So gratitude is the only thing I probably get the most out of, you know, all of this that comes up with the albums and even just the opportunity of recording. It's just another opportunity, and that's probably just about the way I take it. Great opportunity, and I'm really grateful.
how does a computer programmer find themselves?
Here we go.
Hey, I did not know all the years. I did not know you were a computer programmer. Okay. How do you tie that into what you're doing, Rodney?
I turned the programming off on Friday, turned the music on, and I turned the music off on Sunday night, turned on the programming come Monday morning.
No problem. You mentioned 23 years doing what you're doing. I mean, do it get old sometimes, or do you say to yourself, Lord, is this what you want me to do, or am I going to make it? You know, what happens after doing something 23 years?
It's really been a rough road for me because I'm actually too career-oriented. All of last year, 2004, I did absolutely nothing. Nothing in the industry. I didn't travel. I didn't do anything. Just because I had been, we had been singing and recording throughout my high school, college, and career. So last year was one of the few years, in the whole 23 years that, there have been times where I took a month here, a couple of months here, but last year I took the entire year. So that, when we were given another opportunity, I would be excited and ready and glad to go. So last year really helped out. I just didn't do anything musically.
What would you like people to remember Rodney Bryant for?
Probably honesty, humbleness. We have a lot of artists in the industry with I try myself to be as humble as possible, approachable. I think is an issue with a lot of artists around the country. Those are some of the key factors that I would like people to remember. Not so much the music. But I think people watch a lot how you walk onto the stage and what you do when you leave the stage.
And finally, Rodney, your new project. What can people take from that project?
They can take home a lot of things. We have three different types of groups on this project, which means you have three different types of music. So variety is one thing. If you're able to get the DVD included with my youth choir, they have 35 dancers that actually dance with them. So you're going to get some other material, for dancers. It's just a lot of variety in this particular project.
Our guest is Rodney Bryant, and Rodney knows that our Lord and Savior is a keeper. Rodney also has a testimony, and Rodney Bryant is a worshiper. Rodney, we thank you for taking time out to just talk to us, and may God continue to bless you, not only in your music ministry, but also as a computer programmer, and we wish nothing but blessings for everything that you touch. Rodney, it's been a pleasure.
Great. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Our guest, Rodney Bryant.